Steve, I can't talk now. I'm cooking breakfast. No, you're not invited. It's just for the family. Steve, stop begging. Look, I gotta go. This is the first time I've ever cooked a whole meal before, and if I don't pay close attention, my beautiful breakfast will go up in smoke! My food's on fire!
You're safe now, Missy.
Thank you, Steve. Now, I'm gonna give you a compliment. But it's only a compliment, and it doesn't mean anything more than that.
Oh, I understand.
You did good.
You love me, don't you?
On the newspaper page, a loving tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness.
Days go by.
There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Why do I smell cinnamon-flavored smoke?
Well, you see, we had a little muffin mayhem. A small gastronomic goofer. Minor Betty Crocker boo-boo.
Laura, translate.
Well, I tried to cook breakfast, and it came out a wee bit crispy.
Laura, this oven is on 550.
Well, the package said to cook it at 275 for 20 minutes. So I figured if I doubled the temperature, I could cook it at half the time.
Oh, that's rich. That's one for the books. Oh! How can a girl so smart do something so... so long?
Mom, I almost restarted the Chicago fire.
Laura, you've never shown interest in cooking before. The closest you've ever come is picking up the phone and ordering a pizza.
Well, I just figured it's time I learn how to cook. When I go away to college, I'll be away from home for 4 long years. And I might get hungry.
Could happen.
You know, I think I'll take a home ec class.
Why? I'll teach you how to cook.
No, thank you.
Why not?
Well, Mom, you're not exactly the most patient teacher.
What do you mean?
Well, do you remember when you tried to teach me how to sew? You made me so nervous I had to go to the hospital to get the thimble removed.
Well, on second thought, maybe home ec is the way to go.
And we
are now entering the residence of one of Chicago's finest, Police Sergeant Carl Winslow. And look, here's the spot where Police Sergeant Winslow drops his bag after a hard day of fighting crime. Hey. Why, look, there's Police Sergeant Winslow's mommy. Hi, mommy.
Why, look, here's my lunatic son. Hi, son.
Come on, take a look at the camera I bought at the police auction today. Now we can videotape all our special occasions.
Well, it's about time you popped for something like this. How long did it take you to crowbar your wallet open?
Very funny. But look, I want you to spread the word. No one, but no one is to touch this baby but me. I'm the only one with the skill to handle it.
Then you won't be in any of the family videos.
Oh, sure I will. This baby has a remote. I'll be in all the videos.
Then you'll need a wide-angle lens.
Hi, everybody. Come on, say.
Steve, why do you have to take every class I take?
Because every moment we're apart causes me excruciating pain.
That's funny. I get the same pain when we're together.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Cassie Lynn.
Oh, my God, what a great outfit. I just love that thrift store look.
Thank you.
And I love that beauty mark. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a big zit.
Hey, want me to pop that baby?
Carter, aren't you in the wrong class? This is home ec.
I know. I'm ready to bake, shake, whip, dip, chip, chop, and fricassee.
Well, do you know how to cook?
Not a stitch.
And Peter Waldo, you're just taking home ec because you think it's a Mickey Mouse course.
Okay, you're on to me. I figure it's a surefire D.
I heard that, Waldo. This is not a Mickey Mouse course. Now, I expect you to try your best.
Okay, but I gotta warn you, my best is pretty lousy.
All right. Class, this semester we're... Stephen, you better get going. You're late for class.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm in this class.
That's not funny, Stephen.
Oh, I'm not joking. So, what's cooking good looking?
excuse us just a minute. Stephen, last semester, I specifically asked you what class you would not be taking this semester, and you told me... home ec.
Well, yes, I did.
But here you are. It's not fair.
Well, fair, fair. Buck up. It's only a few short months.
Months? Oh, months, months.
Oh, get a grip, Irene.
Laura, are you missing anything?
I don't think so.
Your watch.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Laura, cooking is not a race to the finishing line. Now I want you to slow down and organize.
Slow down and organize. I got it.
Good. You could have at least taken it out of the wrapper, Cassie Lynn.
Are you saying I didn't bake this?
Listen up, Nubbles. If you want to pass this class, you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty like everyone else.
Ew!
Voila.
Waldo, what a turkey.
Hey, you don't have to like my cooking, but please don't call me names.
Waldo, I was referring to the turkey that you cooked. It looks marvelous, but Waldo, the assignment was to bake bread.
I did. But I got done early, so I decided to make some stuffing. Then I needed something to stuff, so I got myself a gobbler.
Oh, it's marvelous. It's so moist and flavorful. Real, Waldo, this is superior work. I'm going to give you an A.
Wow. Could you write that A down on a piece of paper? I want to take it home and read it to my mom.
Rise, Doe, rise. Come on, you can do it.
Steven, it's not a good sign when you have to give your food a pep talk.
No. Class can't be over. My bread's not done.
Oh, it is done, Steven. It's dead.
I don't understand. I followed the recipe exactly. Could it be bad yeast?
I don't know. But listen, now you tried as hard as you could, and I'm going to be generous and give you a C.
A what? A what?
A C, a C.
But I never got less than an A.
So?
So I can't live with that. Why, it'll ruin my transcript.
Now get a hold of yourself, Stephen.
I can't. Oh, the room is spinning. Oh, yes, it is. I'm getting dizzy. Oh, my God, I feel stupid.
Eddie, what do you want?
A kiss would be nice.
We're supposed to be studying history. Now, what did President Roosevelt say to Joseph Stalin at the Yalta summit?
Kiss me, baby. Doing?
I'm gonna send this to America's yuckiest home videos.
I'm out of here.
No, Wanda, wait. Listen, we can continue this someplace else. Someplace more romantic. More private.
Like where?
Like the garage.
Great. You can go ahead and start without me.
Wanda, wait. If you two are smart, you'll run away from home before I get back. Wanda, wait. Please, baby, don't go nowhere. Wait.
See what we shot so far. Uh-oh.
Hey, don't look at me. I don't know you.
Steven!
Yes, Irene?
Today's assignment is poultry. Where's your bird?
Oh, my fryer's in the fridge, but I'm not happy with my grate and bread, so I'm baking a makeup loaf.
Oh, well, I admire your persistence.
Oh, I think you'll also admire my new secret ingredient.
What's that?
I've invented new superactive Urk yeast.
Urk yeast?
Rolls out the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You see, I took ordinary yeast, Ascomycetus fungi, and zapped it with high concentrations
of ultraviolet. Just bake it, Stephen. Just bake it. Cassie Lynn.
What?
Oh. Your chicken smells delicious.
Who cares? My hands are rough, my hair is limp, and I've got a gizzard stain on my shirt.
But you're learning to cook. Now, doesn't that make you feel wonderfully good about yourself?
Oh, get a life.
Stick a fork in me, Miss Steuben. I'm done.
Oh, wow, what a beautiful presentation. Perfection. You see what can happen when you slow down and take your time?
Yeah, you get food you can actually eat.
And what is our Epicurean king cooking for us today?
Goose en croup. A la Waldo.
Oh, magnifique. Oh, and Waldo, thanks again for catering my dinner party last weekend.
They like the poached salmon beurre blanc?
It.
And the creme brulee?
They raved. You know, Waldo, if you apply yourself, you have the talent to become a really great chef.
Wow.
I've never been good at anything before. Well, I can't play the top 40 on my armpit. But you know how fickle the music business is. Way to work.
Oh, well, this won't take long. Richie has something he wants to tell you. Go ahead, sweetie.
I'm a rotten slime ball.
Come here, Richie.
Go to Uncle Carl.
Yeah. Now, you just calm down and tell your Uncle Carl why you're a rotten slime ball.
I broke your new TV camera.
Oh, it was you. Well, how did it happen?
I dropped it.
Richie told me he hasn't slept since it happened. And I told him he'd feel a lot better if he just told you the truth.
Well, you know something? Your mommy is right. You should always listen to your conscience.
My conscience?
Mm-hmm. That little voice that tells you that you're doing the right thing.
Mommy, you're like a conscience too.
That's right, honey.
Only you're a lot louder.
That's right, honey. Now, don't you feel better having told Uncle Carl the truth?
Sure do.
And you know what? I feel better, too. Because I already knew that you broke my camera. I was just waiting to see if you would come and tell me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know?
Well, let's take a look at the tape. Now, you see? It is obvious that the cameraman was 3 feet tall.
Oops.
And we also have to talk to Eddie about his study habits.
Miss Dubin, I told the janitor about our little problem here.
Is he coming?
No, he opted for early retirement.
I see. Oh, I think you had the right idea, Stephen. I think I'm going to march myself right down to the principal's office and turn in my spatula.
What are you saying, Miss Dubin?
No, I'm quitting. I just have to face the fact that as a teacher, I deserve an F.
Bite your tongue, Miss Dubin.
Oh, I already did that when I slipped.
You're a wonderful teacher.
Oh, no, I'm a nervous teacher. Oh, God. Oh, I have a muscle in my forehead that will not stop jerking.
Miss Dubin, listen. You taught Laura to slow down and stop taking shortcuts. And you taught Cassie Lynn Nubbles, the poster girl for useless people, what it's like to do things for herself. And my God, look what you've done to Waldo. Do you have any idea how you've changed him?
Well, I guess he has changed a little, right?
A little? Why, thanks to you, Waldo is swapping recipes with Wolfgang Puck. You helped him discover a hidden talent. And now, thanks to you, He has something that he didn't have before. Self-respect.
Oh, and what about you, Stephen? Have I taught you anything?
Well, let me ask you something. What grade am I going to get?
Oh, look around, Stephen. I don't think an A is in the cards.
I didn't think so. And that's what you taught me, Miss Steuben. And it's okay to be less than perfect, as long as you tried your best.
Oh, actually, I guess that applies to me.
Look, Miss Steuben, you teach us more than just things out of a textbook. Why, you teach us things about life.
Oh, do you really think so?
Look, I know the pay is lousy, the hours are long, and you hardly ever get the credit you deserve. But you're a teacher, Miss Steuben. And a darn good one.
Oh, Stephen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Miss Steuben.